Hey everybody, welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
Happy 420, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope you all got all your dope ass weed stuff.
Yeah. Dope ass weed stuff.
Yeah, that's how that's how everybody celebrates, right?
Yeah, dope ass weed stuff.
Yeah, some dank nugs.
I mean, that's how I'm celebrating.
Right.
Yes.
It's very, very us. Although yep. I bet if I was like someone who partook, I mean, I imagine it would make me even sleepier.
Not necessarily. I think it would depend on the kind that you took, but I guess there's the possibility that it would make you sleepier. Yes. Everything anyway. Okay?
I got a text message that asked me if I had any left-handed Epiphone guitars, and I turned to look because I don't even know what's in there, what I have anymore. The answer to that is I don't.
Oh, well, there you go. And answered.
They'll just have to listen to this podcast because I'll forget to write them back. Anyway, how was your week? You know, it was a big week here. We had, what did we have? Oh my God. I went to Vegas in between.
Yes, you did go to Vegas.
Wow. Look at us.
You went
so much things happened.
Las Vegas.
And I played golf.
Yep.
And then, I don't think it's ever happened ever in the history of me going to Las Vegas without my wife.
But you got a massage.
No, we FaceTimed while I laid in bed at a reasonable hour.
It's true. I feel like I have done that with you maybe once or twice, but then you've been like, oh, so-and-so's back, got to go to the casino, and it was like 11, and then you were there.
Yes, and I'd be heading out. Yeah.
You were there till like 6.
Yeah, no, but I was like in bed then.
Yeah. It's a whole new Matt, you know?
It's easy when we don't have money. It's very easy to not gamble. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, well, you know, as far as I have always been concerned, gambling, when you're gambling, it just should be money that, like, whatever.
You can afford to lose.
If you light it on fire, your day doesn't change. You know,
I mean, it's very,
anything I light on fire, my day would change. Even like right. $5, I mean, I'd be like, fuck.
Aren't you like, oh, wow, we really had it good.
Of course. I'm grateful for all the, this is the first time I'd been to Vegas in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice to golf. And it was good to have an activity.
Right.
As I said to Ross and Jeff, I was like, this is nice that we're like doing something. Instead of peeking around the corner at each other from the same bank of buffalo machines.
That is nice. I mean, it is like a whole new way of doing Vegas for you.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I played at the Wynn golf course and right next to the Sphere, which I have not been to. But it's very distracting.
The Sphere is?
Yeah, when you're trying to like aim a shot and like you have like a gigantic smiley face or Grateful Dead skull or whatever the heck else was happening on it.
Mm-hmm.
There were whales floating on that thing at some point. It was pretty wild.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, wasn't that hot. And then, yeah, that was the night that I was in bed pretty early both nights. I went Sunday night and stayed till Tuesday. And it was great because the first time ever I actually called the casino host that emails me offers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked if they had a room, it was like, yeah, no problem. What do you want? And I was like, oh, it's just me. He's like, you okay with a king panoramic view? I'm like, yeah, it's
do
fine.
Do you think that now that you went and like didn't really spend any money, that you will still be able to get comped rooms?
Yes, because I spent money. I gambled, but I didn't really lose anything.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't, you know, I wasn't, like, you know, I wasn't gambling, like, say, in the old days, I was probably gambled 10% of the amount I would have. Mm-hmm. as far as time is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, it was nice. And, yeah, I was in bed a reasonable hour. I didn't, like, I got 2 hours and 14 minutes of sleep Monday night. Or Sunday into Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then golfed, and then overslept into Tuesday, which was great.
You did oversleep. I remember you saying that you overslept.
Yeah, I was planning on getting up at like 6, and I got up at like 7:45.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then I got home in time for Henry to ignore me, and
he kept asking when you were coming home. So it was like very funny to me that he then ignored you.
Yeah, but that was good. That was a fun excursion. And it was good because like the week before I sent off my pitch.
Yeah, so I remember.
Like, it was like a sort of like, I'll take a breather here. Let's relax for a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So even though I probably shouldn't have relaxed, although I think ultimately it was good. It was also like, it was good to go back out there and like see what I was missing, which is to say, not that much.
You mean out there in the world?
Who is knocking? Hello? Henry? I don't understand what's happening. Someone's knocking on the door. I assume it's Henry.
Who do you think it could be?
I assume it's Henry, and I... Yes! Hi! What's up, bud?
There you are.
There I am. Who the fuck it?
Who's that right there?
Right there?
Down there.
Oh, that's just a music video I was watching earlier. Why are your arms so cold?
Because I just lost my hand.
That doesn't make any sense.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Henry.
What? I can't tell where you are.
I'm in my office. But my background is blurred, so that's why you can't
see.
Oh, yeah,
you're in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Mama?
Yes, Henry.
Can I come in?
No, you're with Dita. You're in Dita's office.
What will it look like when Henry's on that side? Should we find out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dita, you tell me when I'm back on the other side.
I'll tell you when you're on the other side, bud.
Here he comes.
Holly, you stay there. This is exciting stuff here. It's podcasting at its best.
Hi, bud.
I see the door has opened.
Hello, Dita.
Henry, you're over there.
Do you see me?
I do. I see you over there.
Oh, bud. Hold on. Don't try to move this wire.
Got some cables happening here?
Yeah. Okay. Just don't touch this, okay?
Okay, Dita.
Hey, Henry.
Can you sing the ABC song backwards?
I don't know that I can. I've never tried it. Do we have to do the me along sing? Wait, me along sing with won't? No, you won't. Is that how it goes?
Z Y X W V U T S R
singing it. They get stuck on Q.
No.
Henry jumped to K.
R Q P O M N L K J I H G F-E-D-C-B-A-B-A-B-C. Now
you said ABC.
Sing with me.
CBA.
I said CBA, and then I said ABC.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Dita.
I said not to touch this mic.
What's up,
not
bud?
To touch the mic.
Why?
Because the wires are very, they're like not
delicate.
Total, they're delicate, yeah.
Dita.
Yes, Henry.
What are you doing after this?
After the podcast? I don't know.
I said after this.
I said I don't know. The Red Sox game will probably be over by then, so I don't know.
I'm going to ask Alexa to show Dita.
Okay.
He's going to He's gonna come right back, everybody.
He'll be right back.
Oh, boy.
This is a very exciting part of the podcast. Oh, what's happening out there?
He's asking Alexa what the score of the Red Sox game is.
Last I saw, it was 4-1. So we'll see what happens from there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's still 4-1.
Hey, Mama.
Oh, yes, he's back.
So the Red Sox team, Red Sox are leading. Dita. Dita.
Yeah.
Red Sox are leading 4-1.
Awesome. What inning is it?
What inning is it, bud?
The top of the eighth.
Nice. Okay. Thank you, Henry.
All right, bud. Dita and I are going to finish up. So
go play with, Holly for a little bit.
Bubba, go play with Holly. Henry, then, I have to finish with you. Come on, go.
That's amazing. He's such a podcaster, that kid.
He's a natural.
Anyway, back to what we're talking about the week.
Where were we?
I was talking about golf in Las Vegas, and I was talking about coming home.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, it was good. I came home with cash in my pocket, which is like such a rare treat.
That's great. I would say it was a good time was had by all.
Yeah. Did you have a good time here by yourself?
It was fine.
Yeah.
No drama. I mean, it was a little, our nanny was out on Monday, but that was fine. And yeah. I went to Henry's dance class, and it was the day that they got their recital outfits. So
nice.
He tried on his very Saturday Night Fever shirt.
Mm. Did he like it?
Yeah, it was a little, it's like,
I feel like he doesn't like the dance costume.
It's like unlined, so it is very itchy. So I asked if he could wear a t-shirt under, and they said, yeah, that's fine.
Get him a tank top. Although he does have very sensitive skin, so.
He does, and like a tank, I think a t-shirt will be, it's short sleeve, so like a t-shirt will be fine.
Okay, what's the collar situation?
It's a, like a polo
crew
collar.
Neck?
No.
Oh. There you go. Well, yeah, wear a t-shirt. Perfect.
Yeah. But he has said he is not continuing on with dance after the recital. He's done dance.
Sure.
Exactly.
We'll see what he says in 5 weeks.
In like 3 months when it's too late to sign up for any classes, he'll be like, Mama, why didn't you sign me up for dance?
Yeah. So it'll be good. I mean, we essentially created a t-ball team for him.
We did do that.
So it'd be a wonder what. I wonder what the turnout's going to be at t-ball on Sunday.
Because it's his birthday party tomorrow.
Because it's his birthday party. Like, imagine, like, I'm wondering about people dragging their kids from a birthday party to a t-ball game.
I mean,
I'm dragging him. So
it is what it is, and it would have been the same thing last weekend if it hadn't been rained out.
Hmm. That's true.
So, what are you going to do?
Our life revolves around children's birthday parties and t-ball games.
Well, there happens to be a lot of April birthdays in his class, including his.
Mm.
You know, Passover starts on Monday night, and I've just been like not in the zone at all because I've been thinking about Henry's birthday party.
Right. which is the day before.
Yeah.
So Seder or no?
I mean, I don't know.
Toss one together.
Yeah, like, I mean, we have not been invited to anyone's first night of Passover. We did not invite anyone here, and I have not planned anything. So maybe I'll just get some matzo ball soup. I mean, I don't know.
All right, look, we'll figure it out. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, as they say. We've got a big, there's still more shit to do this weekend. It's only Saturday. We're only a third of the way through it.
It's so true.
As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, boy.
I was like, you know, what was the interesting thing too? The interesting thing about last week was I took him to the birthday party, and then had he had T-ball, my plan was to go to T-ball, coach T-ball, and then leave to for Vegas.
Oh, yes. Which I remember
up not having to do.
I remember.
What's funny is I said I'd be there around 8, and I pulled in at 7:48 p.m.
Wow.
And I said this 2 days before.
Wow.
Thank you. What a magical time.
What a magical time. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think that's about right. We'll be right back, and we'll hear from you guys.
Okay.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
All right, we're back.
Hello.
You can email us, dorymatt@gmail.com or mattanddory@gmail.com. You could call us on the telephone.
Yep, you can
413-461-BABY.
Yep.
Leave a voice memo via email. You could do that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got any snail mail today?
We did. We did get some snail mail. Here we go. This is from Diane. Hello, Dory, Matt, Henry, and Beau. Here are my various comments about stuff in the episode. How is Beau doing? We haven't had a Beau update in a while.
How is Beau? Beau, I think, has grown into just being an old dog, you know? He's not old.
Multiple people have remarked to me that Bo has chilled out a lot.
Yeah, he's gotten mellow in his old age.
Yeah.
I mean, he still has his bursts of puppydom, like running up and down the driveway, etc.
Yep.
He's still a lunatic if you ring the doorbell.
Yep. Also true.
But generally, you know, he listens when you ask him to come back inside the house.
You know what? I was just thinking, like, he will be barking like a maniac, and I'll be like, Bo, come inside. And he just, like, trots right in.
Yeah.
Like, that did not used to happen.
Rarely do I have to use the safety word, which is cheese.
truly his safety word.
Yeah, if I truly cannot find him in the yard, like, if I'm... I would say most of the time when that's happening, he's either on the far side of the house or behind my office, and like next to a fence, and I have no idea. And I'll yell, Bo, do you want some cheese? And then I'll hear his prance start, and then he'll come in.
He really does, like, trot right in.
Yeah, and, you know, it's important to follow through, too, because you don't want to say cheese and not give him cheese, because then he won't come. 100%.
Yes, 100%. You cannot.
So even if you go in there and you're like, oh, we don't have any really good cheese. Here, have some crappy cheese. He'll be like, okay, this is fine. It's cheese. So that's the Bo update.
That is like, it's like pretty much it. Not much else to say. All right. Skechers. I've been wearing their slip-on sneakers for a while now. In fact, I just refreshed my sneakers. I wanted the new 3.0 slip-ons, but couldn't rationalize the expense. My parents gave me an early birthday present, 2 pairs of 3.0 Skechers slip-ons.
Yeah.
They are as advertised.
Nice.
The good news is that they are starting to go down in price. Well, that is exciting.
I don't even know what they would cost. I actually have no idea.
Oh.
What a Skechers slip-in might cost. I've never, it's been so long since I bought anything other than a Nike Air Force One.
Skechers slip-ins. Let's see. Look like they're around 90, depending on the model. Look like they're like $90, $95.
So they're like, they're priced like an Air Force One.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Noted.
Mm-hmm. ADHD and couples. Roxanne and Richard Pink have a delightful TikTok community about the struggles of a neurotypical person, Richard, in a relationship with a neurodivergent person, Roxanne. And their TikTok is ADHD_love.
Yeah.
In addition to their TikToks, they have two books out. The first book is about the struggles ADHD people go through in terms of the shame society places on them and how to help them. They ask their community to list their main struggles with ADHD. That book is Dirty Laundry, Why Adults with ADHD Are So Ashamed and What We Can Do to Help. The second book, Small Talk, 10 ADHD Lies and How to Stop Believing Them, will be released in June.
Okay.
Diane is also suggesting as a side hustle, we look into donating plasma.
Interesting. Okay. It's an interesting side hustle.
And she says she makes $400 to $500 a month donating plasma.
It's not too bad at all.
No, not too shabs. Not too shabaroonies.
Probably a brand new Kia Optima.
Yeah. Yeah. Brand new Kia Optima. Sure. Okay, moving on. Oh, we have a voicemail.
Yep. Which one is it?
It's Book.
You got it. Here it comes.
Hi, Matt and Dory. I actually am having a pause the pod moment. I am going back and listening to your old podcast, and at one point early on, you talk about what would it look like if you were to write a book about your experience. And as I think about things and you guys trying to explore writing opportunities and Matt, that how cool would it be if you wrote a book together and you could go back and listen to all of your past episodes.
It's true, the research
and
is
break
pretty
the
easy.
Chapters down. And kind of take us along on your journey, your own personal journey on IBS, but also just some of your different stories of people you've interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
I've went back and listened to the couple that you guys are best friends with. You've had some interviews early on that were really good. There were two sisters, and one was a surrogate for someone.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, there's so much great content there, and with both of you and your writing abilities and the way you play off of each other. And you had also shared, Dory, your writing style on in your book of how the chapters kind of alternated. You guys could do that in the book and alternate, you know, obviously Matt and then you. And it would be great because it would give
first.
Men a perspective, but then also the woman's perspective and then all of your listeners' perspective, from people who've written in over the years. So anyways, just an idea. And so many people early on talked about how they loved your graphic that you have for your podcast. And I think it would be great for the front of a book. And it's catchy, excellent adventure. Anyways, I think you should seriously consider it. Hope you guys are doing well, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you. It hasn't crossed my mind in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Has it crossed your mind?
No.
Well, that's the beauty of people calling us. It can cross our mind again.
Mm.
There it is. Shall we?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Understood. I mean, I don't want to be in a position where I feel like I've seen how sometimes you, it's like hard to motivate you to do stuff. And I don't want to be in a position where I'm like, where's your chapter?
Regarding a book on deadline? I don't miss deadlines. You know that. I've never missed one. Why are you looking at me like that? If it was a real project and there was like a paycheck at the end of it and they had dates that they needed things, it would be no problem.
I don't know.
But also, like, eliminate that. Now what's your problem?
I just don't know what the book would be.
All right. That's something we could discuss.
Do you want to write a book?
Do I want to write a book? I'm happy to write a book, sure.
So you would write a book, but you didn't want to write a pilot with me.
Yes, correct. That is correct.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Because I don't know what I'm doing writing a book.
What do you mean?
So I won't know if it's bad. Whereas if we started writing a pilot together and it was bad, I wouldn't have the heart to tell you.
That's why you don't want to write a pilot together.
I mean, that and I also don't want to write a pilot with you.
Right. I don't really want to write a book with you.
That's fair.
So, like, you know?
That's fair. If you say it like that.
Okay.
I mean, look, there's just, you know, we have different sensibilities.
It's true.
That's why our chapters would alternate, you know?
Sure.
I mean, if you want to break down a pilot and then we'll swap off scenes.
They would I'll be like, that. This is so disjointed.
It would be so manic. I would love it.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
This is from Mel. Okay, on the topic of showering. I'm also a natural slob. And I'm an almost 40-year-old woman. Fortunately, I have an office job, so that healthy fear of disgusting my coworkers keeps me from devolving completely.
We are just finishing
up the Eid holiday here.
Pause.
Sorry.
Just so we're all aware, like, when I'm working, I shower every day.
It's true. He does.
So, like, let's just... I don't want anyone getting the wrong idea.
Also...
Having me in an office would be terrible.
Also, you've been showering a lot.
I do shower a lot because, you know, sometimes it's a little stinky.
I've been off work.
If I come back sweaty from golf, it's like, ugh. I don't want to stay like that.
Sure.
I mean, I'm less depressed too, so more willing to shower, I guess.
I think that is also a big part of it. I've been off work for nearly a week straight with a few plants outside the house, so I've been back to my smelly ways.
Nice.
I have showered, for the record, but probably less than an ideal amount. My husband is surprisingly tolerant. I think in my case, it's a mix of mild depression, and also it seems like such an inefficient activity, where I can't really multitask or fully enjoy it like I can a book in bed, etc. Matt, when will they invent sonic showers?
Oh, what a dream.
As a mother, my free time is precious, so it feels wasted on something as mundane as showering. Sipping coffee while I scroll my phone is obviously a superior choice. Yes, I'm an idiot.
We have a Sonos speaker in the bathroom that I will occasionally plug in. The problem is, though, I have to get it so loud so I can hear it over the shower.
We have a waterproof speaker.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't sound as good.
You really care about the sound?
Well, here's the thing. I need it to be, I mean, when I'm listening to something that's usually podcasty. And I find that, like, if something is, it just needs to sound, you need to, it needs to cut through everything.
Right. I hear you.
I find that those speakers sometimes aren't, those speakers are built on bass, so they sound bigger than they are.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a, you know, it's preferences, you know, who's got them? I got them. Mm-hmm. We all got them. Dodo, should we take a break again?
Yes, although I did... Wait, I feel like there was just one other thing I was going to say. Oh, yeah,
regarding,
which is like...
showers.
Yeah, well, this listener is saying it's an inefficient activity, and, like, I do find that those are, like, When I let my mind wander in the shower, I often come up with good ideas.
Oh, you know, I never have an idea strike me in the shower. It's,
really?
It's interesting. Yeah, I know people always talk about it, and I'm like, ideas strike me like, randomly.
Mm.
Usually when I'm doing nothing.
Mm.
Which is, I don't know what that says about me, but.
Okay. All right, now we can take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was like worried that I'd never put up last week's podcast. And then I remembered I had accidentally put it up on Saturday. So
yeah. I thought we were just going to put up the Patreon on Saturday. And then we got an email from someone who had like listened right away. And I was like, oh, I guess he posted the.
Yeah.
Guess he posted the regular one.
It was the only way to ensure that I wouldn't forget.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I hear that. Okay. This is from Molly. Pause the pod to confirm that the Museum of Science still has the animal musk exhibit. I hadn't been since the early 2000s, but I brought my science toddler there on Saturday, and that room hadn't changed. It was definitely a core childhood memory for me, but my kid was unimpressed. Molly, who has one science toddler, two large-ish TVs, 2,200 square feet, no hot dogs for me, but toddler had his first Fenway Frank last week.
Nice. Sorry that it was probably during a loss because they went 7-3 on that homestand. I'm sorry, 3-7 on that homestand.
Whoops.
It's been quite a season of injuries.
It's been a roller coaster, I feel like.
Casas left the game in the first inning today with an oblique injury.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Casas is out. Devers is out. Trevor Story is out. Tyler O'Neill is out. Hmm. That's just on the...
Seems bad.
Infield and outfield side of things. Mm. Von Grisham, who was supposed to be our starting second baseman, hasn't started a game yet because he's been injured and so still doing his off-season stuff. Ooh. And then Nick Pivetta and Garrett Whitlock have been placed on the IL as far as starting pitchers are concerned. It's been an interesting time. Yet, we're still one game above 500, so who knows?
Somehow. Okay, Matt, we have another voicemail. It's the only other voicemail in the Dropbox, yeah. So you should be able to find it.
No problem. Where did it go? I say where did it go because I'm wondering where the program went. There it is. Okay.
Doink, this comment is for you. I'm not sure if this would be more appropriate for Forever 35, but I don't remember what I hear where, so I'm going to give you three words.
That's fair.
Just the tip. Just the tip. I bought the Trader Joe's cone-filled chocolate deliciousness, which should have the name Just the Tip.
It should.
And I would not have known about it without you, and I just want to say they're incredible. I just ate like 10 of them. Just pop them in your mouth all at once, otherwise they make a mess, and they really make me happy. Mm-hmm. After a long day with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And yeah. So anyway, thank you. Just the tip. Let's rename those. Just the tip. Thanks. Bye.
I'm really glad you got yourself some.
That's in reference to what appears to be a quarter of a sugar cone with chocolate on the bottom, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No ice cream, just cone and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. So it's like a essentially like a s'more without the marshmallow.
But it's in a cone.
So?
I mean, sure. Whatever you want to call it.
But it's in a cone. It's this one shaped differently.
Mm, but it's not graham cracker. S'more is graham cracker.
S'more is graham cracker, but I equate a sugar cone to that kind of a sweetness on the outside.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'm glad this listener has enjoyed them. I really like them. Okay. Lauren writes in to say, thank you for your take on The Sign, Dory. That is a reference to the new 28-minute long episode of Bluey that dropped on last Sunday.
I heard you did some sort of video review of this.
I did. How did you know
episode?
That?
Episode. Nicole was telling me when we were golfing, and I was like, what are you talking about?
I talked about it on
and she's like, she was talking about it on her Instagram. Whatever. We'll call it something. Yeah, okay. And I was like, I had no idea that she did video reviews of things.
I don't.
Interesting.
But, you know, I was thinking about writing something, and then I was like, I'll just talk about it. So I recorded a video.
There you go.
So I guess now I do video reviews of things.
Did you put any clips up over it?
No.
Oh, that would have been nice.
I'm not that fancy.
Not yet.
Okay. What did Matt and Henry think?
What did I think about The Sign? I thought about it. I thought it sort of was like a very interesting... I mean, it was very, it's you look at it two ways. Storytelling wise, it was cute and arrested development-y in the multiple threads all coming together. Cause and effect kind of stuff happening throughout the episode. But on a message-wise thing, as far as I can tell, what it told me was, you better make your wife or future wife happy by staying in a particular location.
So interesting how people...
Careers.
I've just
careers
seen,
are meaningless.
I've just seen people project so much of their own shit onto this episode. It is fascinating.
What are you talking about? Chili's the whole story is Chili wants to stay in Brisbane, and what's her face? The babysitter turned future aunt.
Frisky
wants to stay in Brisbane, doesn't want to move.
Yeah, but Frisky is upset because Rad has been telling people that they're moving without discussing it with her.
Yeah, but the end, what's the resolution at the end?
Yeah, because he
the
was
resolution
like,
is not we're going to have a conversation. And obviously,
yeah, but like
she
clearly doesn't want to move.
Right. Yeah, and neither does Chili.
Yeah, it seemed like Chili had kind of like reluctantly gone along with it because
yeah, of course.
Bandit was so excited about it, but she really didn't want to move. But I think the message of the episode was, you see how, like, kind of to your point about cause and effect, you see how like little things have meaning that ripples out, and you never know whether something is going to be good or bad, and sometimes things that seem good can turn out to be bad, and sometimes things that seem bad can turn out to be good. And also, there are always going to be certain things that are out of your control.
So you're just going by the story of the farmer.
Yes, I think the story of the farmer was like basically what the episode was about.
I mean, that's probably accurate. But I also think it teaches kids that, like, if your parents are moving, they're assholes.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion online from people who, like, a lot of military families are like very upset about this episode.
Yeah.
People yeah. Who are like about to move are upset about it. People who just moved are upset about
it. Of course.
It.
Of course.
So yeah. So like, there's definitely a lot of conversation around it. Henry seemed to have really enjoyed it. He likes to watch Ghost Basket, which is the episode right before it that kind of sets up the sign. He likes to watch Ghost Basket into the sign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's done that a couple times. Lauren also wonders, did you, like me, think Grandpa Bob had died? And then he was at the wedding saying he was in India to find himself.
Yes, I thought he was dead, much like Chili's mom is dead.
The Blueyverse is my Roman Empire, says Lauren.
I understand, Lauren.
All right, well,
but
thank
yeah,
you.
I thought he was, I you know, it's funny, as I thought he had died. They never really mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
But they did reference him in like the first season in a way that I was like, oh, he's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, they must be divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he was just trying to find himself.
Listen, we've all been there.
I have not been to India. I'd be happy to go.
I also have not been to India.
But I'd like to leave from like someplace nearby. I don't want to do a full fly to India. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Do a little vacation somewhere in like Eastern Europe or something.
Yeah.
And then hop over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Anything else,
okay.
Dodo?
No, now we get to thank our Patreon supporters.
Head over to patreon.com/excellentadventure and support the show. You can get extra episodes there. You can interact with other people who are much like yourself in that they appreciate us and support us, and we love them.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting, right?
Yeah.
You could get your name read on the podcast each month. All you got to do is donate at the $5 level there, and that's bang, bang, boom. If you're at the $10 level, though, you get both episodes every month. The Patreon episodes, ad-free episodes of this, and our eternal gratitude. But there's another level, which gets you all those things, and then a bespoke fun fact from me, with a new fact coming at you each month that you're there. It's a $25 tier. Whatever you could spare, we appreciate you. If you can't spare anything, we still appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Here is the thanks for the Patreon. Carrie C.,
Karen Thickershey.
Catsy.
Kate.
Catherine Shimmons.
Katie Allen.
Katie Regan.
Katie Jordan.
Kira Holt.
Laura Dodge.
Lauren Elliott.
Laura Elliott.
Sorry, Laura Elliott.
Lauren Johnston.
Lauren Schultz.
Lindsay Gish.
Linnea Wynn.
Lisa in West Virginia.
Lisa Travis.
Liz P.
Lynn N.
M. K.
Marina Breed.
Martin Hedegaard Peterson.
Mackenzie Erickson.
Melinda Phelps.
Melissa.
Merrill H.
Michael Roth.
Michelle Johnson.
Mike Zydek.
Molly.
Mariah Adamick.
Nancy Powell.
Nicola Hill.
Nikki Bossert.
Uptide.
Pam from Boston.
Pat Machewski.
Patty Curry.
Paula.
And Phoebe Boone.
Thank you all so very much. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.